It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm John Weeks, and this is the Standard's Tech and Science Daily Podcast. Coming up, scientists discover sperm whales' phonetic alphabet. But first, following Apple's successful Let Loose event in the US yesterday, Tuesday, which saw the release of the new iPad Pro, the M4 chip, and an upgraded Apple Pencil, the one thing everyone's talking about is just how thin the new iPad is.
It's the thinnest ever, according to Apple, coming in at 5.1 millimeters thick. Now, that makes it thinner than an iPod Nano.
Our reporter Dan Cody was following yesterday's event and said aside from the new iPad's extremely thin design, it's the M4 chip inside it that's the most impressive update.
Apple said that this is really all about AI, mentioned AI several times throughout this announcement, and this is the chip that's meant to be geared towards that technology and really empower that technology, which, as we know, is one of the biggest headlines that you can attach to any new product in the tech field this year.
We also saw a new Pencil Pro that can better interact with the iPad screen, and a Magic Keyboard with more buttons and a better trackpad, designed to give a more laptop feel. So, could the iPad actually replace your MacBook?
Apple themselves has said the Magic Keyboard makes it, quote, just like a MacBook. One of the interesting things there is, of course, you've got two very originally different pieces of tech that are now kind of converging into the same territory by using similar technologies. If you are somebody that's more inclined towards a portable machine like the iPad, then you'll definitely be more interested in this model perhaps than you were before with weaker models.
Scientists at the University of Surrey are developing a new way to power low-orbit spacecraft using literally thin air.
It's good to use because it's freely available. We don't have to launch heavy spacecraft from the ground and waste energy. And it allows us to compensate drag in these really low orbits. So by using the air in the rarefied atmosphere as propellant, we can compensate the drag and allow really efficient spacecraft that are able to operate for really long periods of time.
Dr. Mansour Tissayev from the university told us they want to enable extremely low altitude spacecraft orbits in the upper atmosphere, which would help with things like capturing higher resolution images of the Earth, monitoring climate change, and boosting your signal.
So things like Starlink are kind of gaining more and more popularity. So having spacecraft in these new kind of really low orbits will enable faster connections. So faster connections from your phone on the ground up to the spacecraft.
Mansour told us the actual spacecraft they're developing will be designed around this concept of propelling itself using thin air.
Some people have said the concept is a bit like the Ferrari of space. So something that looks maybe a little more aerodynamic than most of your ordinary spacecraft. It'll have an intake on the front in order to collect the air and sort of push it backwards towards the thruster, where the idea is to ionize it, turn it into plasma, and then accelerate that plasma to create thrust and to keep the spacecraft in this orbit.
Next, an OpenAI exec says the current artificial intelligence technology we haven't used today will be laughably bad in just 12 months' time. The firm's COO, Brad Lightcap, told the Milken Institute conference that ChatGPT could soon take on more complex work and be a great teammate that can assist users on any given problem. He said AI is set to change so much, you'll be able to talk to models like you would talk to your friend, And the kind of turn-based interactions we have with ChatGPT now are not part of the long-term plans for the technology. Ofcom says social media platforms need to stop their algorithms recommending harmful content to children and bring in robust age-checking measures as well. The regulators published its draft Children's Safety Codes of Practice, setting out how online services need to meet their new legal responsibilities to protect children online under the Online Safety Act. The 40 practical measures set out by Ofcom include introducing robust age verification processes to stop children accessing harmful material, as well as ensuring that their recommendation algorithms themselves, such as For You pages, don't show dangerous or potentially harmful content to children. Coming up, scientists discover sperm whales have a phonetic alphabet, plus the Nokia 3210 is being reborn.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome back. Scientists believe they've worked out a phonetic alphabet used by sperm whales to communicate with each other. Using AI, researchers working on Project SETI found the whales use a Morse code of clicks, with the rhythm and tempo adding extra layers of complexity to convey meaning. The scientists say the calls are so rich in information, it's likely that they help pods make group decisions and coordinate joint tasks, such as foraging for food and rearing young. They identified 143 regularly used combinations of all the variables that they believe form a sperm whale phonetic alphabet, but said they're still a long way from actually understanding the whales. A study suggests chimpanzees may be lifelong learners, just like humans. Researchers have found that chimps continue to learn and hone their tool-using skills well into adulthood. They found that the great apes became better at using their fingers to grip and manipulate their stick tools as they got older, and continued to sharpen their skills in the first 20 years of their lives. They said that using sticks to extract insects from hard-to-reach places or adjusting grip to suit different tasks weren't fully developed until age 15, when chimps are considered to be adults. And finally, remember the Nokia 3210? Well, HMD, the makers of Nokia phones, are bringing it back, albeit slightly more modernized. It comes with the same style keypad as the original one released in 1999, but with a bigger color screen, 4G, Bluetooth, and a 2-megapixel camera on the back. Similar to some of the other reborn Nokia phones, it looks like this fits into the very basic category, but it does come with one very important feature, the classic game Snake. You are up to date. Come back at 4 o'clock and search for The Standard Podcast for the latest news and analysis. We are back tomorrow afternoon at 1. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.